Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. And when you go there, you will find hard news stories. You will find little squishy news stories. And you will find kind of other news stories, which are hard to classify, but kind of can generally be put basically, sneaker time basically, be put under the subcategory of the ramble. We'd like to welcome a man identified as a guest rambler, but you've been here so often, Dan Pashman. Are you like the permanent guest? Like when Eddie Murphy first was on Saturday Night Live, he was a guest. He was, not a permanent cast member, but yet in all the sketches.
Right. I don't know. You'll have to tune in tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
I see. We're building tension. What will happen with guest rambler Dan Pashman? Go ahead, Dan.
Well, here we go, Mike. You know,
it's
almost the 4th of July, and I know you're very socially phobic, very awkward and shy.
Keep to myself.
So, yeah.
Kind of a loner.
Very much. So I thought I'd pass along some conversation talking points for your July 4th barbecue, courtesy of the IRS. All right, here goes. Ready? Hello. Good to see you. Mm-hmm. How are the kids?
For you, the guy has kids, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Can I get you a beer?
Mm-hmm.
How about those economic stimulus checks? See, just like that, nice and natural, just the way the IRS drew it up. Yeah, that's right. They want you to they want Americans to pepper their 4th of July festivities with talk of stimulus checks. According to a spokesman in Milwaukee, they say people still haven't gotten their stimuli since you have to file tax returns to get them, and some people aren't required to file tax returns for a variety of reasons. So don't forget, you don't leave that money on the table. Payments are $300 per person, up to $1,200 for a married couple, plus $300 for each dependent child.
Right. You can't spend them on fireworks, I guess, but you could spend them on other things.
Probably depends on what state you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, go
right.
to town.
No, I mean if you don't get them by July 4th.
Oh, true.
Yeah. South Carolina. A town in Minnesota has changed its name. It was Burns Township. Now it's officially known as the city of Now Then. Why? Apparently it goes back to a mistake made in the 1890s, and the story goes a little like this. I feel like there should be some banjo music and a jug of whiskey, and you'll be rocking.
What the hell was that? That wasn't even close.
Back then, they needed a post office, and one feller made a list of possibilities, and he wrote, quote, guy's telling stories like an old grizzled grandpa usually say, quote, just to make sure you know that they're quoting directly.
Right.
And he wrote, and I quote, inverted commas, Now Then, one of these ought to do. And that's what people picked. Those Minnesotans and their sense... Oh, sorry, this is not the guy talking anymore, but this is me. Those Minnesotans and their sense
I think
sense
between my impression of a jug band and your impression of a Minnesota accent, we are so far off at this point that we need to abandon all hope.
Okay, yeah,
Trish has given us a thumbs down from the control room.
Now Then, that's what... Yeah.
Well, the actor who portrayed the first African-American U.S. president on Fox's 24 says he hopes his work on screen helped lead the way for Barack Obama's presidential bid. Dennis Haysbert played the role of the fictitious President David Palmer. And he says actually that identity has stuck a year and a half into a new project. People are still stopping him on the street to encourage him to run for the Oval Office or to pledge their support. And so Dennis Haysbert, trying to take a little credit for that. But I also have some other interesting related Barack Obama news, Mike. I think he's abandoning the fist bump.
Huh?
Report from the campaign trail yesterday in Ohio, a kid held out his fist.
Yeah.
Obama turned away and said, if I start that, and then kind of his voice trailed off. We don't know what his concern is, but we will keep on the fist bump beep.
I would guess.
Hear the BPP.
I would guess he's not a germaphobe. In fact, fist bumping is probably
more sanitary.
Yeah, fewer germs than a handshake. But just like once you start that, it just becomes a nightmare. It just snowballs, and you gotta fist bump everyone, and that becomes your thing. And just as Dennis Haysbert gets annoyed with people saying, "Hey, you should run for president," "Hey, you should run for president," Barack Obama will get not only that, which he's already getting, and he's kind of like I am. He'll get so many fist bumps.
Yeah.
Requests. Yeah. And some violin news for you. A Dutch doctor and an Arkansas violin maker teamed up to find what makes Stradivarius violins sound so good. Density of the wood. According to a scientific survey published in the online journal PLOS ONE, the pair conducted experiments with a modified computer program that usually measures lung density in people with emphysema. The methodology helped them keep the valuable instruments intact, but it didn't provide all the answers. There's still no way to say what accounts for the density of the high-performing wood in the Stradivarii. There are various possibilities. It could be because of climate change. Wow, this bumblebee is flying around my head, and it's one of the 12 million bees that overturned in yesterday's race. scramble, I think. But it could be because of climate change or the fact that today's trees grow a little differently than those of the past. They do. Or maybe the wood is just less dense because it's been aged for 3 centuries. And that is the buzz, and that is the flight of the bumblebee, played by virtuoso Yitzhak Perlman.
You can really hear the density in this performance.
Yeah, that was pretty dense. That is your ramble. Put a fine point on it. Links to these stories and a whole lot more on our site, npr.org/Bryant Park.